Welcome back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Presented by Homes for Sale by Montgomery.com. That's Homes, the number four, sale by Montgomery.com. On 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Looks my way. Turns her back when it's
my turn to pay, but I'm looking love. Welcome back. It's 9:42. You're listening to She Said, He Said right here on 590 The Fan. We've got a great and lovely and beautiful guest with us right now, Mae Main. It is brought to you by St. Louis Marriage Coaching.com. David Raspoli, he is the marriage coach, bringing you love back to your relationship. If you're not feeling it, if it's not going so strong, if one person is out the door but one has a little love still left, he assures you he can bring you back. Check him out, St. Louis Marriage Coaching.com. David Raspoli, he is the marriage coach. Welcome to the show, Mae. How are you?
Very well. Thank you, Kelly. How are you and Gordon?
We're great.
Doing fantastic.
Just telling stories today.
Telling a lot of stories. Usually they affect me, but yes.
You know, men.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do things. They just do things.
Do things.
Different planets.
Exactly. They are definitely from another planet. Not the same one we're from. We're from a really good planet. So you are a stager.
Yes, that is correct.
A home stager.
So you just knew you loved to decorate your whole life, decided, you know what, I need to help people out.
Great question. I have always been a bit of an artist, so I am absolutely doing what I love. I do indeed help people out, but it's for vacant, unoccupied properties that are not currently lived in.
Maybe they've had to, you know, they've sold their, they're wanting to sell their house and they've moved out already or had to leave and it's empty and looking unoccupied. And sometimes it sells better if maybe it's looking a little warmer.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. That is exactly the case. I do have some statistics, but,
sure.
So according to, the National Association of Realtors, 90% of people shop online whenever you're basically selling your home twice. You're selling it first online, and then you're also selling it a second time when they come to visit the home. So more and more people are shopping online.
That's true. That's true. They go on, see what they like, look at the pictures, and then...
Pictures don't always tell the correct story.
That's true. That's true.
You'll see something, oh, wow, that looks great. And you get there and go.
Then you walk in the door.
Is this the same house?
How do they do that?
Great point. Yes. And you only have one chance to make a first impression, obviously. So within 3 to 5 seconds, they say most buyers, that's when they have decided if that's the home for them or if they should just keep looking.
So if someone's getting ready to sell their home, what is a good plan of action for them? How does the process work with you? What do you do? What do you suggest?
Excellent question. Before you start investing time and money, I would suggest you call first. So there's a lot of times when you may be putting all this money into an upstairs and the downstairs is more important, or you're not focusing on the bathrooms and the kitchen, which are two main rooms that sell houses. So I suggest you definitely call first, and then I would give you consultation. And it's free. I would just suggest what you should be focusing on.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so often. Is it true that a house will sell quicker if it's staged versus if it's not?
Absolutely. It will sell quicker, and it will sell for the top dollar. So you'll get your most money.
And that's if it's staged properly, not so much if it's filled, right?
Right. There's a difference between clutter and
sometimes people's furniture, it might be better if it's not in there.
Very true. Excellent point.
Because sometimes people can't see past other people's things and
absolutely
stuff.
Well, and the way you live in your home is much different than the way you sell your home. So in order to get it ready for the market, you want more of a model home that's going to appeal to a majority of buyers.
Right.
So you definitely want to depersonalize it, take any photos down. And statistics also show that almost a third of potential home buyers, 28%, are willing to overlook flaws of the home if it's staged.
Yeah.
Because they're looking at all the cool stuff. They're like, wow, that looks cool. I like that table. I like, yeah, it looks great in this room. I actually kind of like this house now because of all the cool stuff in it.
I'm glad you brought that up, Gordon, because the homeowner does have the option to actually buy the furniture as well. So I'm partnered with a furniture store company, and it's all brand new furniture. And if it is sold, then you actually, you get 10% of whatever sold.
How cool is that? Because then you don't got to, you don't have to move anything in. You just kind of go,
it's already
I'm
there.
Good to go.
Right. Yeah, that is a great idea. So do you do so many room? Can you pick, like, maybe you just want this room done, or it's the first room they walk in, or do you do the entire home? How do you pick what you want to do?
That is a great question. So I will work with the home buyer, depending on their budget and what they allow. I can do the entire house or just the main areas.
Very cool. So how long does it usually take for this process to happen or stage a home? If someone's ready to sell, about how long will the process take for you to get in there, get it done, and get them ready to go?
We can do it in as little as 5 days.
Wow. Okay.
We can have the furniture in, all the accessories, and be completed within 5 days.
What about if they've had to move out of town and they're gone and they're not here?
Typically, I am not a licensed real estate agent, but typically there's a lockbox or a super key. I do have access to that. So even if they're not in the home, I'm still able to.
The realtor then can, exactly, can get you in and allow you to be able to get in there and get it decorated then.
Yes, ma'am.
I like that. All right. So you need to let people know how to get a hold of you so that they're able to be able to take advantage of this service.
Yes. Great. Thank you for bringing that up. My cell phone is the best way to get a hold of me. My phone number is 314-550-6271, or you can email me at mae@mwbeds.com.
Now, before we say that one more time, what typically do your price ranges start at? Is it per room and can go, I'm sure it can go up to anything, but what can someone look at a beginning package?
A beginning package typically is going to start around the $975 point price range. But yes, it can certainly get into the several thousands of dollars.
But also bring them top dollar and getting you their house get, sold quickly,
yeah, you could get,
rather than sitting there.
Yeah, $5,000-$7,000 more for your house probably.
Yeah.
Having it staged.
So your email again and your phone number?
Yes. The email is mae@mwbeds.com and my phone number is 314-550-6271.
All right. So we had asked you the question before on the show, and we've asked everybody who would play them if a movie was to be made of their life. So who would play your role? You did mention a man earlier, so we've decided that what would be creepy, we would want a woman to play you. So give us one.
I did have some time to think about it, and I think Julia Roberts.
Oh,
I love Julia Roberts.
Yeah, that would be great.
And she's a redhead.
Okay.
I could see Julia Roberts as a home stager.
Yeah.
I could.
As a home stager. I like that. That would be great. All right. So we're at already 9:49 right now, Gordon.
Since we're talking houses, yeah. I want to give a shout out to Betty out at the old house in Hog Hollow.
Definitely.
Today is the big yard sale at Old House in Hog Hollow. They're going to be selling a remaining inventory of Camellia and Troll sterling bracelets for $20, all charms for $10. They're going to be going from 9 to 3 today. Go out there. It's right off of Olive. They have a bunch of home decor out there as well. Early American style stuff. Candles, of course. I forgot to mention to Kelly that I did buy a candle yesterday when I stopped in there.
Of course she did.
It smells like maple pancakes. It's amazing.
Maple pancakes. Yeah. It doesn't smell like bacon.
I know. I gotta love it. But anyway, go see my friends at Old House in Hog Hollow all day today from all the way up until 3.
They're going to actually have it out in the yard because they're having a yard
yes,
sale.
Yes, they have like 8 vendors out there outside.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Oh, that'll be fun.
So go check them out.
Well, we do need to know your handy dandy tip if you have one for today. And we also need to know what's rocking because it is Saturday.
I know it is Saturday. And what's rocking? Let's go with what's rocking first. Out at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, One Republic tonight. And also Brewer and Shipley. You know who they are?
Nope.
One toke over the line, sweet Jesus.
Oh, boy, that's going to be stuck in my brain. Thank you.
They are out at the Del Mar Hall at 8 p.m. And then Jill Scott, she's at the Fox Theater at 8 o'clock. That's tonight. So go check out those fine acts. And for your handy-dandy tip, here's some cool things. You know those plastic packages that you get that you can't open because everything's sealed in plastic, like no matter what you get, if it's a pair of scissors. I like how you have a pair of scissors, but you need a pair of scissors to open up the container to get them out. That's great. Anyway, if you don't have scissors, you know what you can use? You can use a can opener, the handheld can openers,
yeah.
You put that on the packaging, and it opens it, cuts it, and opens it right up. Another cool thing to do, if you're drilling a hole in the wall and you just got to hang a picture or something quick, you ever notice when you drill a hole that all that dust goes everywhere and now you got to clean up all the dust? Well, if you take a Post-it note, stick it underneath the hole, bend it up like a little tray, then all the droppings go into that little Post-it note. You don't have that big mess all over your couch or all over your floor. And another cool thing, if you are filling the nail holes, you can use a bar of white soap and it fills up those holes perfectly.
Really?
Yep. Just rub it on the hole and it fills it up.
And
that's interesting.
Yeah, I know. Thanks, Matt.
And have you done that before, actually?
I
thought, now toothpaste works too, doesn't it? I actually have used toothpaste.
But with soap, you don't have to wait for it to dry. Toothpaste, you kind of got to wait for it to dry up a little bit.
That's true. How big of a hole? Toothpaste is kind of...
Well, we didn't get that in depth with it, but...
We're going to go home and we're going to try this out and see what works.
Kelly's just going to put holes in the wall. Okay, go get the soap.
Start denting them around.
Actually, some of these tips I just say to see if Kelly will go try them. They're not really... I'm just kidding. They do work.
You know, the summer concert series also starts with Abbey Road Warriors. That event is actually free, the admission, and the gates open at 5:30. That is over at the amphitheater there in Chesterfield
Amphitheater.
Yeah. So you can actually take advantage of that.
Go sit under the stars.
Go sit under the stars, yeah. So, okay, so we did mention that our magazine is out, Chesterfield Lifestyle Publications. We hope that. But, you know, I did say I had a few man versus women things.
Here we go.
Okay, so these are truly so true. All right. So, of course, when women go out to eat, you know, when the bill arrives, guess what? Mike, Dave, and John, and Gordon, and Matt, they all throw $20 down no matter how much it is, even if the bill is $32.50, right? What right. do women do?
They get out their calculators. Calculators, divide that thing up to the penny.
They make sure you put that on separate checks, right? Right? A man will pay $2 for a dollar item that he needs, and a woman will pay a dollar for a $2 item that she doesn't need, but it's on sale. Is that true?
That's true.
A man has, okay, could these lights in here, we seriously are going to have to get another sponsor or something just to sponsor light bulbs in the studio. Cannot wait till we move to the new studio.
Maybe so if we had the printing center, print them out a little bit better for you, then we could
do that. So a man has 6 items in his bathroom, a toothbrush, toothpaste, shaving cream, razor, a bar of soap, and a towel. The average number of items in the typical woman's bathroom is, you ready for this? 337 items is what a woman has. That's just in my makeup kit. So I'm well past that. I'm sure there's 1,000 between my underneath and the drawer.
This is coming from a woman who says I have one too many junk drawers.
And the shower. I probably have at least 15 things of shampoo.
Conditioner. If you sneeze in your shower, 5 things will fall on you.
It's so true. A woman has the last word in any argument and anything. We know this, that a man says afterward is what? The beginning of a new argument. Is that not true?
Yeah, just always say you're right to a woman. You're right. You're right. She can't argue with that.
A successful man is one who makes more money than his wife can spend. A successful woman is one who can't find such a man. Okay.
I'm never going to be successful.
Oh, my God. Men wake up as good looking as they went to bed. Women somehow deteriorate during the night. God, it's so true. My hair's like in left field, and I just don't know what happens through the night. I must like do somersaults and cartwheels and run through the mud. I just don't know what goes on. It's like crazy. I wash all my makeup off, and somehow it manages to be somewhere when I wake up. It's a horrible moment every morning. So anyway, I hope everybody's had a great week. I hope this weekend planned ahead of you is so much fun. We appreciate those of you that spent your Saturday morning with us, and hope you have great plans tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend.
We have nothing planned, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah. Work on my house.
Work on your house.
Get it ready so I can have someone stage it.
Yes.
All right.
Anybody is ready to buy or sell, you can check out Kelly Lamb, KellyLambHomes.com or
Homes for Sale by Montgomery.
Chesterfieldlifestyle.com. That's all right. Right. Chesterfieldlifestyle.com. Check it out. And we've had a blast here with She Said, He Said. Stay listening because we've got another show coming up right after us. You are listening to 590 The Fan, InsideSTL.com, and 105.7.
HD2.
I don't know.
Wait to see if you can remember it. All right, peace. See ya. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Boo!
Boo!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there are parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It's wonderful.
Oh, bravo.
More!
More!
My baby's a love thing.